Questions for the players? Raise your hand.
Questions for Alex. Can you just talk about your night, 4.5 sacks and a forced fumble? What a pretty incredible way to go out.
We've just been breaking down film all month, and Coach Diaz saw a weakness in the protection, and he put me in a great position to go make plays.
Marquise, can you go through right here? Can you go through the first touchdown of the game on the reverse, and then the play with Ash, the last touchdown?
First of all, giving all honors to God, without him, it wouldn't be no me and Texas. Coach Applewhite set up a great play. We've been working on it all week. It was a H reverse. I went into the slot. I ran a reverse, and, I saw 51 running out there, and then I seen Ash in front of me. And by that time, it parted like the Red Sea, and I just ran through it. And on the second touchdown, it was just set up all game. They bit on the double moves. And, I just escaped them and got around them. Ash threw a great ball and, touchdown.
Because it's been a kind of a crazy year for you. We had a great game in the last bowl, and you had to go to the Olympics. Does this make up at all for what happened over the summer?
Two different sports, it's two different sports. Really can't compare the two, but... I'm just happy that we got the W today and we played together as a team, and that's what I'm gonna remember most today.
Marquise, now that you've gone through it, what was the Applewhite factor? I mean, what did we see different in this game in terms of the passing game and what you were involved in?
Coach Applewhite definitely found a way to use me a little more than I was used early on during the season. He did a great job coordinating the offense, and he set up great plays, and, we just went out there and executed.
Kenny, obviously you're pretty good friends with Alex. Just what did you think about the way he went out tonight? 4.5 sacks really caused a lot of trouble back there.
I mean, that's what he brings every game. And, just dominance. And that's what we said before we broke the huddle in the hotel. Just dominate everything you do. And I demand a lot out of Alex. I know he demands a lot out of me. And when I'm covering out there, I just think about my boy getting a sack.
Alex Okafor, I was wondering if you could just walk me through that last sack. What was happening on the field to put him in that 3rd and 14?
Fourth and 14. Just like all the other ones, I just came off the ball, just saw the pass set, and he was kind of kicking back tight, and I just ran around.
Alex, it's rare to see a defensive player, truly dominate a game like you were there at the end. Was there a point where you felt like you were kind of in a zone and they just couldn't stop you?
It's just when as a pass rusher, you work one move on a guy, he starts sitting on that move, and if you have a counter to that move, it's hard, it's difficult for a tackle to really control a DN. And like you said, I just kind of got in the zone, and luckily I had the DBs back there and the LBs back there covering for me, so I got plenty of time to go rush the passer and make plays.
Kenny, this season was up and down. How does this cap off the season, ending it with a win after a 2-game losing streak?
I mean, I think it's just momentum for next year. We did better than last year, obviously. And our main goal this whole week was just to seize the moment for these guys and set them up for what's to come. And kind of like Coach Cross had a good message this morning in chapel. He just kind of get them to the promised land. Like he said, Moses got them to the promised land, and Joshua took them through. And that's what we want these young guys to do.
Marquise, did you see anything change with David before the last two offensive series?
Oh, yeah, he definitely got his confidence back up, got back rolling. He was playing good all throughout the game, not just in the last two sessions that we had the ball. He did a wonderful job tonight. He found receivers open, running backs open, tight ends, and he just made plays. He made plays on his feet, and, he played a really smart game today, and I commend him for that.
Coach Brown, can you talk about Alex's performance tonight and just your overall thoughts on the entire game?
Yes, we they've got two tremendous receivers, and it really scared us going into the ball game because of their ability to catch a ball in space and score or get deep, double moves. And Kenny and I talked about it in the dressing room after the game. They didn't get a deep ball, which is amazing. Now, part of that was Alex's fault because he didn't have time to get it off. But the pass rush was just unbelievable. And the only time we got in trouble defensively, I thought, was right before the half when they were running the ball. And if they could be balanced, then we knew we were in trouble. When we got them in a position where they needed to throw, and the crowd was tremendous tonight in our favor, and it they really helped us, got the kids stirred up. And when that happened, momentum changed. Then we had the fumble, and then they score quickly, and then we come back and scored again, and then the defense just completely took over the game at the end. And I don't think our defense has played better. Four turnovers, I think, or three turnovers and a fourth down stop in a ball game. And in fact, it hurt us that we didn't score off the turnovers early, but the defense was relentless, just kept coming, and that's a really good offensive football team. I think Mike's one of the best play callers, best offensive coaches in the country.
Mac, in most of David's, in fact, in all of David's good games this year, it seems like he started strong and finished strong. This game, he didn't start as well. What was different in terms of enabling him to turn it around during the game?
Just sitting, thinking after the ball game and at halftime to see where we would go and what we would do. It was a real tough night for Major. He was put in an awful position with 2 weeks to prepare for play calling when he hadn't called them in 3 or 4 years, and it really wasn't even his total plan when he started it. The plan was in place when Brian took the job to go to Arkansas State. So they tried to tweak it some. Secondly, Darryl White was in a new position in trying to help. So those guys coached with four guys, and I thought their plan was to be a lot of up-tempo and no huddle. In the first half, they weren't doing it, and I said, hey, forget it, let's go. Let's just do what you came in to do, because they were going to try to establish the run early and then get something going, and we couldn't block them. They're a really good defensive front, but they stopped the run better than they rushed the passer, and I thought we got them on their heels with the no huddle, and I thought it was a great move by the offensive staff, and I thought it changed the game and then got David some rhythm. The running the ball helped him. He has not been a guy who's run the ball at times when he could, and the couple of quarterback draws, the one he scored on was a tremendous play. He made a second long run that got us in a third and one situation, and then the escape play that he throws to Jonathan for the touchdown was the kind of plays that the quarterback has to make to win games, and he did all that. And if you think he struggled at TCU, he didn't play at Kansas State, so he hadn't played in 4 weeks or something, and he had a new play caller and a new coach. So I thought he did a tremendous job. This game was so much like the 06 game when Colt came in and struggled the first half and came back and did well the second half.
Alex, can you talk about the flaw that Manny saw in their protection? Was it you adding the counter? What was it?
Just a combination of everything. I mean, the DBs covered longer. They covered better. The LBs were great in their coverage. And, I mean, we saw that they were short setters, and he lined both our Ds up in a nine technique and just let us kind of hang loose and do what we do.
Also at the head table now, quarterback David Ash.